are you all, my Late Night Mysteries listeners? Thank you for tuning in to today's Late Night Mysteries episode. Today's episode, we have chosen an email from a listener, a teacher who was disturbed by many awkward noises which were unexplainable every night in his residence. If you came face to face with a haunting situation, would you be able to live with it or pack up and leave first thing in the morning? But what if your passion for what you love doing prevented you from running away? This is what happened to a young teacher who experienced firsthand what it was like to be caught in such a situation. I am Wraith. This is Late Night Mysteries.
Disclaimer. This is a work of fiction. Any names, characters, businesses, places, events, or incidents are fictitious. Any resemblance to actual persons, living or dead, or actual events is purely coincidental.
In today's episode, Zaki, another one of our Late Night Mysteries team, will be reading this listener's tale. Hand over to you, Zaki.
Thank you, Wraith. Hello, guys. I'm Zaki. I will be reading about this listener's scary experience, which happened in his residence in Pahang, Malaysia. It's kind of short, but it is an interesting tale that attracted us to share it with you guys. This listener quotes, "Hello Wraith, my name is Zul. I am a teacher in a primary school in Malaysia. I remembered my first posting a few years ago after I graduated from a teacher's college where I had to live alone in an unfamiliar residence in Kuantan, Pahang. As a person who can adapt to changes quickly, I had no problems settling in, including accepting the strange things that happened to me one fateful night. I was posted to a school a few states north of my hometown. I had no relatives or friends living in that part of town, so I ended up in a small rental house beside the school I was posted to. I considered myself lucky to have secured the rental house, as it was only a short walk to the school's main gate. The plot of land that the house sits on was occupied by only four houses. Mine was the corner lot, facing the side of the school building that houses a block of classrooms. The first few weeks of teaching were both exciting and tiring at the same time. I spent most of the day in school, and by the time I reached home, I'd be too tired to do anything else apart from having a quick bite and going straight to bed. One night, about a month after I had settled down and established a routine of my own, I took out a pile of my students' worksheets and proceeded to mark their essays. It It was almost midnight when I looked up and realized how time had flown by. I glanced towards the front gate from the window and realized I had forgotten to throw my trash away for the day. Sighing, I walked to the kitchen to retrieve the bag of rubbish and proceeded to the front gate to throw the bag into the green garbage disposal bin. As I was about to close the front gate, I looked around and marveled at the peacefulness of my surroundings. The neighborhood was quiet and the air was perfectly still. It was then that I heard it. A sound so familiar during the day that I wouldn't think twice about it if it was indeed broad daylight, something I can tune out completely under normal circumstances. But this time, the sound seemed quite out of place, especially at this time of night. It was the sound of a classroom of children repeating whatever the teacher was dictating, a chorus of repetitive sentences which I cannot make out, but loud enough to engage my curiosity. I left my gate slightly ajar and crossed the small slip road to the fence bordering the school. I walked along the fence, trying to determine where the sound originated. The classroom building was dark. The only source of light was from the small garden below. I walked further, following the perimeter of the fence. Not a single classroom was lit, but the sounds could be heard from where I stood. A while later, I heard the sound of a large wooden ruler hitting the board a few times, and then total silence. I stood there awkwardly, balancing myself between the fence and the small drain, trying to see further into the darkness. Nothing. There was a dark basketball court a few meters from the fence and a soccer field beyond it. All seemed empty and desolate. I shrugged and turned, intending to walk back to my gate. I had just hopped over the small drain when I was startled by a loud bang on the fence behind me. I turned and saw a basketball near the fence, something I swore was not there before. I took a step backwards, my heart beating wildly. The hollow sound of bouncing balls and laughing children can be heard clearly from where I was standing, but the court remained dark and empty. A loud splash caught my attention, and I turned towards the garden I had passed just now. The garden with the eco pond where students often gathered during recess. The loud splash could only be caused by something heavy hitting the water, but as it turned out, there was nothing there either. I was beginning to question my own sanity when I heard the sound of a girl crying only a few meters beyond the gate. This time, I turned and fled as fast as I could towards my house. I remembered walking a short distance from it earlier, but right now, running towards it seemed like forever. Panting heavily, I slammed the gates behind me and rushed up the porch towards the main door. I flooded the front yard with bright lights and locked the door, closing the curtains and turning on all the lights in the house. I could still take the lone basketball hitting the fence and the sounds of late night classroom activities, but the frightening sound of a crying girl was too much for me. As I glanced at the clock near the kitchen, I realized it was almost 3 a.m. in the morning. I was gone for almost 3 hours. I thought it was only a few minutes after I threw the trash and walked along part of the school fence. It was like I was sucked into a time warp and trapped for 3 hours along that fence. Needless to say, that was the last time I ventured out after midnight. I spoke to my neighbors about the sounds and found out that they too have been hearing noises from the school. Apparently, they have been living with it for years and somehow have gotten used to it. They advised me to ignore the sounds as they were not frequent and either throw my trash away earlier or wait until the next morning. So, acting on their advice, I have somehow managed to live with it. On nights when I heard the occasional basketball hitting the fence, I just turned, pulled the covers, and promptly returned back to sleep. After living for 2 years, I was posted to another school in Kluang, Johor. After a few years of teaching in Kluang, I got married and now have 2 kids. Gratefully, I have had no haunting encounters ever since I moved. Hopefully, it stayed that way. Thank you for reading. Have a great day, everyone.
Tragedies and incidents that happened on school grounds can lead to stories either invented by overactive imaginations passed down from generations or haunting caused by troubled souls. In this case, the residents around the school have somehow accepted the occasional disturbances with a pinch of salt. After all, there are more crucial things in life to worry about than a bunch of phantom school children playing basketball on an empty court. So, if you want to drop us feedback or have any stories to share, email us at latenightmysteries@gmail.com. Alternatively, you may send them to our Late Night Mysteries social media platforms on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and YouTube. And don't forget to follow and share our podcast on Spotify and all our social media platforms, as mentioned. Once again, I am Wraith. Thank you for listening, and I will see you on the next episode of Late Night Mysteries.